Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Ranch Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Sky Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA to you.
KC2WI. All right, there's two. We'll start with WA to you. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, WA to you. Good evening to to you, Jeff and Pete, and the multitude of listeners. So I had a good day today. Got the fire started on the Saturday, so we're keeping that going. Not too much to roast us out of the house here, but anyway, so sure felt good this morning. And had a fella come over this morning at 8 o'clock, left about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and did some excavating out here in the back of the house, and got a trench dug from the house here by the entrance box over to where the shed is, about 60 feet away. We're going to bury some cable in that, and the generator's over there so we can hook it up to our entrance box here. We have a new entrance box, so it's all set up for that. Don't have to worry about backfeeding the system. And then we went in camp and did some digging so that we could put another beam under there. So I know the weather is changing rapidly here, so but we got a lot of stuff accomplished. We got a dump truck load of crush run, whatever they call it, run a crush in the driveway here. So busy with that. Didn't get any wood cut today, but we only do so much, you know. So I didn't want to start that, and then I'd have to get interrupted. So we'll see what happens. We'll sneak some of that in, but we're all set for wood for this year anyway. So been a few days since we checked in, but I turned on the radio and see what's going on. So we'll turn it back over to you, Jeff, and maybe some other people will be joining WATU.
All right, John. Well, with this weather there, that little trench could turn into a ditch real quick with all that water. Boy, we had a bunch here this week, this last 7 days or so. So good luck with that project. Sounds like you got quite a bit going on there, as always. And I hear we got the pellet stove on here. We've had it on for the last couple days here. I guess our little break there is over. That was kind of nice. We had a ton of pellets sitting there. We weren't burning any for a while, saving a little money. But I guess that time is over. All right. Have a good one there, John. And you and Kathy, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, well, I got a chance to go out this afternoon for a little while. I went over to the post office. No, I was going to go out to the post office or ride the bike or do something for a little bit, and I went out and I looked up at the tops of the trees, and they were not moving. So I decided this is a good opportunity to see if I can get a line right over the top and get my 160-meter end-fed wire up higher and so it, I can actually get it tight. And my first shot went precisely over where I wanted it to go over, but it went too far back off in the woods and down in down on you know, through another tree, which normally wouldn't be a problem. I just pull it back up, but somewhere along the line going up or something got a little tangled. So first time this has ever happened with my heavy duty pneumatic launcher, and I pulled the thing up, and boy, it stopped right at the top of a tree. It was wrapped around a branch, apparently. Or I'm not sure if it was around or if it just went down between two little things and wouldn't come up. I yanked and yanked, and I couldn't get it to go back down. It would, when I let off, it would go down a few inches, and I think, I don't know, maybe if I had left it there and let the wind blow it for a day, it would have come down, but I wasn't sure. So I finally decided, well, I'm just going to pull real hard and see what happens, and I broke the line. It's like 50-pound test fishing line. It's a green braided stuff. There's a name for it, which I don't remember. And I don't remember where I got it, unfortunately, because now I got to get some more. I've been thinking to replace it anyway. Other direction, I shot out into the open area of the yard, which I knew was not going to be quite as easy to get where I wanted. And the first shot was absolutely perfect. The only problem is the line broke. You know, the weight came down, and it would have been perfect. And so then I tried two or three or four more times, and the line didn't come off. The fishing reel as easy as it used to. And I guess it's probably because, you know, instead of having an extra, I don't know, 40, 50 feet, whatever I broke off, 30 feet wrapped around there, it was winding lower down on the spool and catching. And it took me several tries. But every shot was really accurate over where I wanted it to go. It just, it didn't come down. The line caught, so it came down between the branches instead of over out in the clear where I needed it to come down to pull the wire up. Anyway, eventually I got it, pulled it up there, worked real good, and I did a little mod, added a little bit to the end of the antenna, and the length came out just right mechanically, and it came out pretty good. Electrically, a hair on the short side for the length.
All right. Well, sounds like you've been busy. You can get that braided line on Amazon there. I see it on there for under $20. I've seen some even less than that, some around $5 if you look. Usually they're add-on items. You have to, you know, bought a pole or something, and they'll add that on for only $5 or something like that. But you can usually get that stuff there. I just saw some fluorescent yellow or something. Be perfect for what you're doing with it. But all right, Pete. Well, sounds like you got a lot going on as usual. And good luck with all that Mars stuff, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, looking for check-in. I'd like to remind everybody we have the Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting tomorrow, 7:30 at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Media Center. Well, see, for myself, just a work day, nothing major to report, so we'll see. See how the rest of the day goes, but I think I'm off to bed here soon. I should have been in bed already, but I wanted to do the net here tonight, so. All right, KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
C2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
I probably won't be at the meeting. We've got a training net tomorrow after the regular net. And I'm probably going to participate in that, see if I can get this stuff straightened out. Yeah, the stuff I got was, you know, green, invisible green. And it actually wouldn't be bad if it was yellow. But I'll tell you what, if you had someplace that you wanted to put some lines up for you know, antennas, but not leave them up and maybe not want it to be obvious that you had lines up there, I think you could use this stuff. It's virtually invisible. It's so small, and it is tough. I mean, I don't know what pound test it's rated as, but I, you know, really horse on this stuff. You can't, it's almost impossible to break. So, and it's probably very durable, you know. You could leave it up there, and when you came back to your secret campsite or whatever, as long as you knew where you'd left the lines over the tree, you know, you could just use that and pull up your actual antenna line. Or actually, if you had a real lightweight antenna, you'd probably just pull it up with the won't be there tomorrow, unless something changes. Maybe what I'll do is I'll try to call in on the repeater around net time sometime, but I'm probably going to concentrate on this and see if I can understand what's going on before this exercise. KC2WI.
Pete, was there any news on the repeaters? If so, I can relay that at the meeting tomorrow.
No. Bob said that he was going to come up here, he and Daryl, I guess, and they, he indicated to me that when he was going to come back and look at our repeater again, because he had it tweaked right up and it was great for a day, and all of a sudden we lost some sensitivity. He said that he would bring the other one. He told me, I think, the last time that he had gotten the, he just got the crystal like the day before, the afternoon before, and he said there was just no, he wanted to get it done and bring it, but he said, you know, that was like just pushing it too far. So I don't know. If I remember, I'll try to write myself a note. I'll try to call him tomorrow and see what's happening on there. But he indicated that, I thought, my understanding was that he had the part, crystal, whatever it was, I don't know. Now, and he was going to bring it up with him next time he came, which I would have expected by now, but I guess it hasn't happened. Over.
Alright, well, if you don't radio into the meeting, I'll relay that, and if you hear anything else new between now and then, send me an email or something, and I'll, if I remember to go to the meeting tomorrow, I just set my alarm here right before the net to make sure I remind you tomorrow. I'll mention it. Alright, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
47 degrees up here. Just eating a piece of birthday cake. Just going to watch the TV and call it a night.
All right, Ray. Well, happy birthday to you or whomever. And thanks for checking in, and hopefully see you there at the meeting tomorrow. All right, KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
NTWBX, good evening, no traffic.
NTWBX, hello Dennis, thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Well, make one more try here, any other stations with or without traffic. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. To everybody listening on the side. KA2ZNZ. I just got wiped out by the ID from Lancaster. Was there somebody else in there? It sounded like there was a double in there. Okay, very good. Thanks again. KA2ZNZ.